welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Since 1981, people have been reaching out to the Butterball Turkey Hotline to get advice on cooking the Thanksgiving turkey. Talkline expert Barbara Robinson says the number one concern is making sure the turkey and trimmings are prepared safely.
Our big concern, of course, is food safety, but we're here to help everyone, and generally the questions are not crazy, but that just shows you that we will take any call.
Robinson says one of her favorite calls during her 10 years at Butterball was about turkey thawing.
One day, I guess there was a sitcom, and they said that you could defrost your turkey in the dryer. And I received a call from a caller, and she said, I heard that you can do that. And I said, oh, no, you know, that certainly isn't a method we recommend. It's not food safe. I can't imagine what it would do to your dryer. And she put the phone down, and I heard her screaming, take it out. Take it out of the dryer.
She adds a common mistake is forgetting to remove the giblet bags from the turkey.
There's no harm done. If you leave it in, it's generally in a food safe package, and it won't damage your turkey. I think I wouldn't want to eat those giblets if they cook that way, but certainly there's no problem. Just throw them away and continue on like everything is great.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Barbara Robinson with the Turkey Talk Line says another common question is what to do with the leftovers.
I've noticed lately in the magazines, turkey sandwiches seem to be the rage this year. All kinds of clever ways to use your leftover turkey and your leftover cranberry sauce and stuffing and stack it all up, add some bacon, and turkey sandwiches are looking delicious. Of course, we always recommend the classic ways. You can use the leftovers in stir-fry turkey tetrazzini. You can, of course, make turkey soup.
She adds they'll be pretty easy to reach during the holiday season.
We are at 1-800-BUTTERBALL. We do have other ways that we can be reached. This way, we've partnered with Amazon Alexa. So if you have Alexa, you can say, Alexa, ask Butterball. You can text us. You can go to Facebook. We have email at butterball.com. There's so many ways to reach us so that we can help.
More than 200,000 people reach out to the talk line each year. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts from the Farm Bureau Radio Network.